Skylar, darling, not too close to the water. You haven't got your wellies on. Oh, Skylar, your little terror. You're going to go the right way to... Oh, my God. Oh, come here, sweetheart. Come on, there's just her. Don't look, darling. Police, please. I've, found something.
Tell me.
Body was found at 9:15 this morning by a Vicky Moss out with her little girl Skylar feeding the ducks.
Is that even a name?
It's from the telly, boss.
I know where it's from. Got an ID?
Nothing yet till we move him.
Still in the water?
I told Socko to wait till you got here.
Good call.
No visible blood, no obvious signs of anything being dragged across the grass.
Right, we proceed as if this is a suspicious death until we know otherwise.
It's starting to rain.
Bollocks.
Overall, sir.
Cheers. Can we tent him? Doesn't look too deep.
Hard to anchor it in the sediment.
Assuming they could do it without stirring up 10 tons of crap.
Broaden the exclusion area. I want the whole common locked off.
All of it?
Before the rubberneckers turn the place into Glastonbury.
We're already onto any CCTV, but it's residential around the entrances to the common, so it's going to be slim pickings.
Car park's a well-known dogging spot, boss. Might be witnesses.
We're going to be coming forward in droves.
Abandoned vehicles?
Not that Vicky Moss can remember.
And he was face down in the water when she found him.
DC Coldfield's taking a statement.
We're clear to move him.
Fingertip search. Start with a quadrant on the other side from the car park.
The other side?
If this place gets as busy as you say.
Although a local perp is also going to know that anyone in the car is going to be, you know, otherwise engaged.
Too much information, Mike.
Wallet?
Thanks, Jill.
There's a phone. We'll dry it out, see if we can lift anything.
Cheers. Right, here we go. Brandon Gregory Leach. He's 31, lives at 76 Burgess Court.
That's just over there, boss.
And it looks like he was one stamp short of a free piri-piri chicken.
Evidence of a cognitive disorder?
No, Sue. A loyalty card.
Flat's registered to a Shannon Southgate.
Girlfriend?
Presumably.
Yeah?
Shannon Southgate?
Yeah?
DCO Johnstone.
DS Sue Kelly.
Can we come in?
He's dead, isn't he?
Let's go inside.
I can tell by your faces. There, you did it again.
We should go inside.
This is about Brandon, right?
What makes you think Brandon's dead?
Bloody hell! Bloody hell!
For the benefit of the tape, the FME Dr. Leila Bregovic has examined Ms. Southgate and recorded multiple bruising to her face, upper arms and lower abdomen. Are you able to tell me how you got this bruising, Shannon?
You know, like...
tissue?
In your own time.
Do you ever dream about winning the lottery?
The lottery?
I do.
I used to win all the time. Thinking about all the ways I'm gonna spend it. Till one day I'm doing the washing up. And the only thing I'm imagining is you lot coming to the door and telling me Brandon's been run over by a bus.
Did Brandon give you those bruises, Shannon?
Oh, really mental things like a piano's falling on him. Or, like, attacked by a pit bull, two pit bulls. Someone set a pit bull and a Rottweiler on him.
Do you know someone who'd want to kill Brandon in real life?
Yeah. He gave me the bruises. Of course, he gave me the bruises.
Did he hit you last night? Shannon.
Yes.
And then what happened?
He went out and got bevied.
How do you know he was drinking?
Because that's what he always does. And then he comes back and then, you know, he...
Did he come back last night?
I did call the police once.
Last January, an incident of domestic violence at 76 Burgess Court. The log says that on arrival, the caller declined further assistance. Was that you, Shannon?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Why are you sorry?
Wasting police time. It's like a thing, isn't it?
So last night, did Brandon come back after he'd been to the pub?
No. That's how I knew he were dead.
Lungs are full of water.
Cause of death? Drowning.
Technically.
But if he isn't dead when he enters the water...
He's already unconscious.
Or they'd be hemorrhaging in the airways as he fights to breathe.
And if someone had been holding him down, I'd expect contusions on the back of the neck. There and there.
What about those?
Bruises to the right temple, neck and shoulder.
A left-handed assailant?
Unless they're coming from behind. The contusions are perimortem, minutes before he died.
Minutes?
You can tell by the sharp definition of the bruising there, see? Hasn't had time to spread. A metal bar or a very hard piece of wood.
And that's knocked him unconscious.
Possibly, but Mr. Leach had a blood alcohol of 0.2, which is rolling drunk for most of us.
So he could have fallen in the pond due to intoxication, rather than any fight he got into.
A whack on the head with an iron bar won't have helped, assuming he felt it, but whether the assault caused the fall into the water is impossible to prove either way.
So he's an abusive drunk who gets a well-deserved smack on the head and dies in a pond.
Modern detection at its finest, DS Kelly.
No weapon, no defensive wounds, no sign of a struggle, no blood, no footprints. There's nothing to say he didn't walk into a scaffolding bar or something. He's staggering about in the dark and then splash. It's not in any way clear a crime's actually been committed.
Mike, you're nodding like one of those toys in the back of a Hillman Imp.
Brandon's local is the Cuckoo on Chapman Street. He's there all evening. Drinks about 6 pints, a few shots, watches the footy, plays darts, loses because he's so pissed, gets a bit leery. Landlord kicks him out about 11:20. It all fits.
Last time I looked, you didn't have to pass a moral test to have his suspicious death properly investigated.
He's still someone's little boy.
Well, is he?
Dad died in 2011. Mother remarried, lives in Lanzarote. I'm trying to get a number for her.
What about Shannon Southgate?
She can barely stand. She's so dosed up with God knows what.
She's got motive.
We've got CCTV of Leach leaving the flats, but unless Shannon's climbing down the drain pipes, there's nothing to say she left the building. Plus, her phone has her in the flat all night.
Anyone else with a grievance against Leach?
He was a fitter for that big bathroom place at the back of the rugby club. Not 100% reliable. Bit of an attitude. Nothing that's going to get him murdered.
Record?
Minors for drunken disorderly, dangerous driving, breach of a restraining order against an ex-girlfriend, but she's living in Kent now. There was an accusation of serious sexual assault against a 17-year-old, Saoirse Keating. Brandon was interviewed, but she withdrew the complaint.
Saoirse Keating? Wait, when was this?
2014.
Yeah, I know that name.
Saoirse. Spell it.
S-A-O.
I-R-S-E. Keating.
It was in that course we did. Challenging perceptions in sexual crime.
Sounds like you stayed awake, Mike.
Challenging perceptions, Sue. You should try it.
Here we go. Despite a verdict of accidental death, friends of 17-year-old Saoirse Keating remain convinced that a failure by police properly to investigate an alleged sexual assault 3 months earlier led to a bout of depression from which Miss Keating never recovered.
As a case study, was there any way the unit could have supported the victim more, been more proactive in making sure the girl didn't drop the case?
Or commit suicide? DS Kelly.
Have a dig around. See if any of the family are in the vicinity, popping up anywhere they shouldn't.
Boss, someone in reception.
Should have said something yesterday when he came up to the depot.
Mr. Gilmartin works at Paradise Bath and Shower.
With Brandon Leach?
But about a week ago, we're on the job and Brandon's forgot his snap and we've gone to that spicy chicken place on Cornwall Road. So he's waiting for us food and Brandon nips out for a smoke and he's like, you know, leaning on this bollard, rolling a fag, and this young geezer comes up to him, give him all this, you know. And I'm watching him through the glass like, and I'm thinking, don't get involved, Brandon. I mean, Brandon's all right and everything, but he's got a bit of a temper on him. Well, it's looking like it's going to kick off, so I go outside, because to be honest, I'm thinking we could end up losing afternoon's work if the law get involved, but by the time we get through the door, Brandon's giving the fella a shove, like, and he's running off, and Brandon's effing and jeffing at him. So I says to him, what was that about, mate? And he says, nothing, mate, just some dickhead. Well, I didn't think anything of it, but then Brandon turns up dead, like, so thought I'd better say.
You did the right thing.
Did you hear anything they were saying?
Yeah, mate.
Can you describe this man?
Well, Pakistani.
Specifically from the Pakistani community?
How should I know?
So, a young Asian man?
That's what I said.
Age?
Early 20s.
Would you recognise him if you saw him again?
Doubt it, mate.
Height?
Average. Well, a bit short, but then they tend to be, don't they?
Under 5'10"?
Probably, yeah.
Distinguishing features?
Yeah, I told you, he was Asian. That's what I remember, okay.
Well, let's take a look at some pictures. You never know, you might surprise yourself.
And did he?
What do you think?
Bad news, boss. The CCTV outside the chicken shop hasn't been working for about 3 weeks.
Which leaves us with a racist witness to someone he can't identify, saying something he didn't hear that may or may not be important.
What do you think it is?
As long as we don't make any race-based assumptions.
Sue?
Saoirse Keating was in care from about age 14 after her mum goes to prison. Only child, no dad on the scene. When she's 16, she moves into residential. She's at college, doing pretty well. Starts going out with a Riaz Akhtar, who was 20, maybe 21 at the time.
And she was still in care?
That's what I said.
Riaz Akhtar.
What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing. I'm making a note of what you said.
What happened to challenging perceptions?
If you're accusing me of...
stop it. The pair of you. Go on, Sue.
Well, they go out for about a year. A pretty solid relationship, by all accounts. And then Saoirse and Riaz split up a week before the alleged sexual assault by Brandon Leach.
So this Akhtar fella's gonna be 24, 25 now?
We can't assume he's Gil Martin's guy, simply on the basis of his racial origin.
What if I told you he's a fitness instructor at the gym on Cornwall Street, about 5 doors down from Brandon Leach's favourite Piri Chicken diner?
Riaz Akhtar?
Yeah?
D.I. Mike Tanner.
D.S. Sue Kelly.
I'm with a client.
Just want a quick word. In private somewhere?
I'm busy.
You're not in trouble?
We're trying to gather some information.
We understand you used to go out with Saoirse Keating, is that right?
No offence, miss, but I already told you, I'm working.
When would be a good time?
There isn't one.
You can come into the station if that's easier.
It isn't.
Say again.
Last time, mate. I'm not talking to police about anything.
Hang on.
That client? Paid for a 60-minute session.
The thing is, Mr. Akhtar, you've got a choice. You can come and talk to us voluntarily, which is what I'd advise, or we do have the authority to arrest you if we think your refusal to talk to us is obstructing our inquiries, or suggests that you may have some involvement with the crime we're investigating.
You're not going to arrest me.
And what do we know about him?
No record.
Hard worker, bright lad. Level 2 NVQ diploma, fitness instructor. Switched college at one point. Not sure what that was about. Lives at home, although the neighbour tells us his mum, dad and sister are in Karachi at the moment.
He worships at Shadow Hill.
There were some issues over suspected radicalisation at the mosque a few years back, but they seem to be sorted now.
And Riaz isn't on any watch list that I can see.
Whoa, why are we talking about radicalisation?
Well, it could explain the defensive attitude. Depending on how he feels about the police, if he assumes we're Islamophobic.
Pushing it out of the gym didn't seem like a good idea. Not without getting a bit more background on him.
Boss.
Caulfield.
CCTV from the bus stop opposite the chicken place. You can just see Leach on the bollards to the right of the screen, and then this guy comes up to him.
That's Akhtar.
In a fit-shed tracksuit.
And look, he's left-handed.
Like Leach's attacker.
Bring him in.
If he refuses,
arrest him.
I'm not talking to any police.
Any particular reason? Something about your experience with the police that I can help with? Riaz?
We're a bit baffled here. You don't have a police record. Your boss says you're a good lad, hard worker.
So, Riaz, as I've told you, we're investigating the death of Brandon Leach.
I am now showing Mr. Akhtar CCTV footage, video VE327, from the camera located adjacent to the eastbound Cornwall Street bus stop.
That's you, Riaz. Are you able to confirm that? You appear to be having a heated conversation with Mr. Leach. Can you tell us what it was about? Mr. Leach was accused of a serious sexual assault by Saoirse Keating in January 2014. Were you aware of that? You were in a relationship with Saoirse prior to that alleged attack. Is that correct? Riaz, we know you were going out with her. Can you tell us about your relationship?
I know where this is going.
It's not going anywhere. I'm asking you. I'm not making assumptions. I'm not putting words into your mouth. Saoirse died a few months later. A lot of her friends believe she committed suicide due to the police's failure to investigate Leach properly. Is that what you thought, Riaz? You split up with her the week before. Did you have an argument? Were you still close? I can understand you might have strong feelings about the police after what happened to Saoirse. Okay. Let's move on to some specifics. The night Brandon Leach died, can you give us an account of your movements? As you're aware, Riaz, we can detain you for up to 24 hours. If you refuse to cooperate, we can apply for a search warrant. Search your family's house. Take any computers.
You're not going to do that.
Well, that's going to depend on what happens next, Riaz. It's up to you.
I don't think so.
What do you mean you don't think so?
Boss?
Yes, Kelly has entered the room.
Can this wait?
It's McCaffrey.
Tell him I'll be there as soon as...
Boss, I'd get up there if I were you.
John.
What's going on?
You've suspended the interview with Akhtar?
Mike's taken over. DS Kelly's in with him. Pace clock ticking and all that.
Have you met?
Adetowumi Adamola.
I know who you are.
Please, call me Addy.
Counter-terrorism.
It's all right, Trevor. He knows who I am.
This is about Riaz Akhtar.
I'm fully aware I'm treading on toes.
Is he a terror suspect?
Not exactly.
Well, he is a suspect in a murder investigation. Although not one that appears to be terror-related, unless you're about to tell me otherwise.
I'd never heard of Brandon Leach until yesterday.
Before we get too bogged down here, it's not even clear this Leach chap was actually murdered.
Well, that's what I'm trying to find out.
Has Riaz said anything?
Riaz?
John!
Won't confirm his address. Refuses to speak at all.
That's my fault.
Your fault?
He takes things rather literally.
You told him not to say anything.
He's helping us.
Well, he's not helping me.
And if a terrorist attack that could kill dozens, hundreds of innocent people is prevented? I think most people would consider that pretty helpful.
If you're asking me to close down a line of investigation, I'm entitled to a bit more than I'm getting here.
I can show you some limited intelligence, but there will be redacted material.
Is there anything concrete linking Akhtar to the death of Brandon Leach?
Possible motive and CCTV of him arguing with the deceased 7 days before the alleged crime.
7 days?
It's our best lead.
With all due respect...
Please! This is about a lot of things. Respect is not one
John,
of them.
John, you are fully aware of the priorities here. A pissed-off domestic abuser who fell in a pond isn't one of them.
Why didn't Riaz say anything?
What?
A word to me. I could have checked it in seconds.
He's terrified. Doesn't trust anybody.
What I see is a guy playing power games.
When your officers turned up at the gym yesterday, it threw him into a blind panic.
He doesn't look like someone who panics about anything.
I should have contacted you, but I'm sure you don't need me to tell you there is a lot going on right now.
This is about saving lives.
Dependent on an untrained informer who, according to you, is terrified, prone to bouts of blind panic. How is this meant to work exactly?
John, how can I put this? This isn't your skill set.
My what?
Nor is it your call. I need you to follow Addie's lead on this.
So what? I let him go.
The people he's involved with are very jumpy. If they think he's an informer, they could easily kill him. But even if they accept he's being investigated for an unrelated crime, they'll drop him like a hot brick. The last thing they want is a bunch of plods nosing around one of their guards.
A bunch of plods?
We have to close it down. It has to be airtight.
I wasn't here. This conversation hasn't happened.
Where's Actel?
He's praying.
Say anything.
What do you think?
There's not much point in continuing. Not till we've got something solid to confront him with.
Yeah.
Boss?
Yes. That's a good call.
Search warrant? Do we have Grouse?
It's a bit tenuous. What do you think? John?
Sorry?
Okay, boss. What did McCaffrey want?
Oh, you know, budgets.
Sounds serious.
Same old, same old.
Is that same old as in we keep our jobs, or same old as in we lose them?
God knows.
It was a joke.
Was it?
So, we're letting him go or holding him for the full 24? Boss? He's gone.
Thank you.
What?
Down there.
Is he smirking at us?
He is.
Anything back on the DNA? Anything else on CCTV? Any evidence of further contact between him and Leach? We have to move. There's definitely something going on here.
I need to talk to you. In private.
We have to keep Sue out of the loop.
For the time being. And no one not happy about it.
Sounds like they don't trust us.
They don't. No, that's not fair.
They can't. And I get that.
They seriously think the station isn't secure.
I don't know.
Sue's not going to blow this guy's cover.
This comes from McCaffrey. The intelligence is restricted. DI and above.
This is my mate, John Stoll,
I'm talking to.
We've all heard stories about what it was like in Northern Ireland in the 70s. This is the territory we're in now.
It's not the same.
Because what? This is England. They're Asian. They're Muslim. Because we're the good guys. Because policing's different now.
It is, isn't it?
Seriously, Mike, any answer you give to that question takes you somewhere you really don't want to go.
We're trying to investigate a bog-standard killing. Race, terrorism, it doesn't come into it.
But what if it does? Has anyone checked whether Leach had any far-right, racist, anti-Muslim connections?
Yes, I did. And he hasn't. I'm not a bloody amateur.
Shh. If Actel did kill Leach, and for some reason, which we cannot begin to understand, he's also an informant for counter-terrorism.
Are the two connected in some way? Yeah, it's a good question. I'm sorry for shouting. I'm pissed off being told not to do my job.
This is where someone shakes their head and says, don't you realise this is a war we're fighting? And personally, I want to give them a smack, but what if they're right?
Which they are you talking about now?
I don't know, Mike. I really don't know.
So what are we supposed to do? Just let it drop?
That's the idea.
Oh, was in the last place you looked.
Oh, we could have had our Todgers out.
Todgers?
What is it, Sue?
Something I'd risk a glimpse of Todger for.
Adil Chohan.
He's a radiographer at St. Dominic's.
You should have called me.
I did.
You know what the toilets are like.
All those Todgers interfering with the signal.
He was with Riaz the whole night.
Riaz's parents are away, so Chohan goes round. They watch the football and then play Call of Duty till 2 a.m. when Adil crashes on the sofa.
Right. Interesting.
So, I should check him out, yeah?
You don't believe him?
This Chohan guy. He's articulate, well-spoken, very charming.
How do they know each other?
Adil says they met at the gym, but
Am I out of order if I say I don't exactly see him as Riaz Akhtar's best mate? I mean, is that class prejudice?
Probably.
I still don't get why Riaz didn't just tell us he had an alibi straight off.
Like you said, attitude.
But Chohan didn't have attitude, and when I asked whether there was any reason Riaz might have issues with the police, he just shrugged. He said they don't talk about that stuff. It was like we weren't talking about the same guy.
I'll put Jason on it.
Jason?
McCaffrey wants you on the Willis case. They're down a couple of officers.
Oh, right.
Good work, Sue.
Thanks.
Addy!
Is this important?
I've been trying to get hold of you for 2 days.
As I said, a lot going on.
Adil Chohan.
An associate of Riaz Akhtar.
Associate?
Friend.
He provided Riaz Akhtar with an alibi for Brandon Leach.
Really?
Is he one of yours?
Are you suggesting I falsified evidence to protect an informant?
That's not what I asked.
Would you believe me if I told you?
Let's assume I would.
No, he's not one of ours. Happy?
Boss.
Come in. What?
Brandon Leach.
That's your Sudoku face, Mike.
Riaz Akhtar's DNA.
Oh. The case that won't lie down and die.
Okay, so there's all sorts of crap on Leach's jacket, mainly from the pond, but there were retrievable samples in the seams under the collar. So we've got Shannon, of course, Kevin Gilmartin, a few unknowns, and Riaz Akhtar.
Leach was wearing the same jacket that's on the CCTV.
There was a bit of pushing and shoving, but it's hard to believe you'd get touch DNA under the shoulder seams. But if he was dragging Leach's full body weight...
Enough of the CPS.
Boss!
Don't get arsy with me, Mike. I'm as pissed off about this as you are. But if I'm going to blow it open again, I need something rock solid. Stone.
John, it's Paul Barron, pathology.
Go on, Paul.
I've got something here you should see.
We're waiting for DNA, but thanks to this admirably resilient driver's license, he appears to be...
Nathan Harris. And this is definitely just the one body.
Boss.
That's not in any way a stupid question. And yes, as far as I can tell, we're looking at a single deceased male.
You right there, Mike?
Definitely.
Train hit.
The remains recovered from under the 505 Manchester to Euston in the cutting between Lavensdale and Cornwall Road.
On the high-speed tracks.
According to the driver who's lying diagonally.
Sure it wasn't suicide?
Unlikely, given that he was already dead when the train hit. Here, perimortem bruising to the right forearm, probably a defence injury, and here, to the right of the face, surprisingly clear, given the nature of the remains.
Same as Brandon Leach.
Except that Nathan was definitely killed by the attack. Given the wood splintering, also perimortem, we're talking about a plank, probably with a nail in it, which penetrated the temple here, went through the back of the eye, into the brain here.
John?
Sue, thanks for coming.
Meet me on the fire escape in 5. A text I couldn't resist.
I owe you an apology. Sue.
It's all right, John. I know.
Tanner.
Let's just say I'm never sharing my dirty secrets with him.
He'll be disappointed.
I can't pretend I'm not bloody annoyed with you.
Your loyalty and trustworthiness are beyond question. Which is why I need you back on the case.
You think this new victim's tied in with Riaz Akhtar?
If he is, I have to bring in counter-terrorism, no question. But let's find out as much as we can before I do.
Nathan Harris was a residential support worker.
As in someone who might have come into contact with Saoirse Keating when she was in care.
Harris was working at Humboldt House up until his murder.
Which is a quarter of a mile from where his body was found and also very much on the radar of the CSE unit with regard to local street grooming.
But Saoirse never lived there. She was at Barry Court, which is a semi-independent residential unit for looked after children 16 to 18.
And Nathan Harris was at Barry at the same time but moves to Humboldt House in 2014, exactly a week after Saoirse is attacked by Brandon Leach.
Anything linking him to Riaz Akhtar?
Nothing apart from Saoirse Keating.
If Riaz is targeting people he believes hurt Saoirse...
Or were involved with the sexually.
God knows what we could be uncovering.
Mike, get me everything you can on Nathan's last 48 hours.
Boss.
Sue, come in with me.
Sorry about the mess.
Just shift that stuff. Thanks. Grab a seat.
Coffee?
We're fine.
Listen to that.
What?
Exactly. It's noisy in this place. Nathan getting killed like this. In fact, I don't want to keep that door shut for too long. It's hit the young people hard. It's hit me hard.
Nathan was popular.
You're not supposed to be popular.
So what? He was too popular?
No. No, if you're thinking anything like that, you're backing right up the wrong lamppost.
What did you think I was thinking?
Unmarried bloke, 36 years old, lives alone, still working in residential support. Never climbed the greasy pole. Gotta be something dodgy going on there.
Was there?
If you can find someone to say a bad word about him...
Mrs. Devlin?
Nathan was the real deal. He did the work for his own sake. He wasn't cynical like everyone else, including me. And he didn't get on your nerves for being such a bloody saint. Sorry. Terrible flatulence, though.
He came here from Barry Court in 2014. Is that right?
Their loss, our gain.
Do you know why he moved units?
So Nathan was famous for doing amazing work at Barry. But the outcomes were extraordinary. And along comes this young resident. Must have been 16, 17. She develops a serious attachment to Nathan. Basically completely besotted with him. Girl's damaged. She's over-sexualised. It's a hazard of the job. And well, let's be honest, I've worked with one or two, mainly men, who actually get off on that kind of thing. But not Nathan. He's straight in with his line manager. It's not appropriate for me to be working in the same unit as this young woman, for her sake and mine. Management say, fine, we'll move her. But Nathan won't have it. He says, you can't disrupt her life again, make it her fault. Point blank insists on a transfer. Management were not happy.
So, Sir Keating.
Oh, for heaven's sake, you knew about it. Don't play games with me. No wonder the kids don't trust you.
Saoirse committed suicide later that year.
That was nothing to do with Nathan.
Because?
That all happened after he left Barry House.
No, Saoirse was attacked a week before he transferred here.
He was on leave. He was a professional. He never saw her again. Whatever twisted scenario you're trying to cook up. Is there anything else you need to know?
One parking ticket.
I'd pay it if I were you.
Riaz Akhtar's car. 3 hours in a one-hour zone on Carroll Street, which is...
The cul-de-sac opposite Humboldt House.
The whole afternoon prior to Nathan Harris's murder.
Waiting for him to leave work?
Any CCTV?
Nothing yet.
If Riaz was stalking Nathan, the only thing we have connecting them is Saoirse.
So there's probably more to that relationship than Val Devlin knew.
Cyber are looking at Nathan's computer. He was online dating, but they're all women around his own age. Nothing dodgy. Not even pornography.
However dysfunctional Riaz is, he won't have killed Nathan Harris without a reason. And it's likely to be tied up with his sexual feelings towards Saoirse.
What if Riaz jumped to the same wrong conclusion about Nathan that we did?
Whatever's going on here, if this is the start of a serial MO, then Nathan Harris might not be the last victim.
I'll start drawing up lists of anyone connected to Saoirse Keating.
Right across the period, she was involved with Akhtar. Friends, relatives, professionals.
Are we talking Osman letters?
If we get something conclusive on Akhtar, I can go back to McCaffrey and Adamola. But yes, we need to start warning people. Now.
Hang on. Ow! Ow!
Oh! John?
Sorry, Sue. Oh. I fell out of me eagle.
What?
Oh, God, this yoga's stressing me out. Did you ring just to take the piss?
No, of course not. Sorry. Listen, I was trying to get hold of Saoirse's liaison officer from 2014.
Right.
After she was attacked by Leech. Her name's Vita Meredith. Anyway, she was off for the day, family bereavement, so I left her a message. She called me back about 10 minutes ago. When she got back last night, someone had tried to torch her house. Luckily, it didn't take, just burned out the hallway.
I'm coming in.
Forensics are onto it, but Meredith says there's a list of dodgy people she's pissed off over the years. It goes with the territory.
For God's sake!
John?
You think we have time to fart around with this? Somebody give me something I can work with!
How about a murder weapon?
The plank?
Plank, nail, covered in blood.
Where was it?
In a skip in the Ginnell behind Blake Avenue.
Blake Avenue?
Right on a line between the railway cutting and Blunt Crescent.
Where Riaz Akhtar lives?
It's gone straight to the forensics.
That's a bit careless.
Not careless. He wanted us to find it.
What happened to running it past McCaffrey and Adamola?
Well, I suppose I could wait until I have another dead body to take to them.
Turn the tape off.
I can't do that, Riaz.
Then we're back where we started.
Depends how you want to play it.
I can't be here.
You're not the first person to say that.
I demand to speak to Addy.
We've contacted DCI Adamola on your behalf, as requested.
You are in so much trouble. I'll enjoy seeing you get your balls roasted.
Let's talk about Nathan Harris.
You can't touch me.
So you agree you were involved with his death?
I'm not falling for your games.
I can hold you for 24 hours.
No, mate. Addy's getting me out of here.
And tomorrow morning, we'll have the DNA back on the bloodstained plank recovered less than 300 metres from your back door. What do you think we're going to find,
Ria? You have no idea what's going down, and it all depends on me.
Is that important to you?
What kind of question is that?
Being in control. Does that give you a good feeling?
You tell me you're the big detective.
I am. And I know that Brandon Leach and Nathan Harris died within a week of each other. Last night, there was a failed attack on Saoirse Keating's liaison officer. And the only thing those three people
You're
have in common is you.
You're killing people, not me.
So what's the connection, Ria?
Innocent people. All gonna die because of you.
Join the dots for me. Why would someone inform for counter-terrorism at the same time as murdering
Join
people?
Join your own dots.
You think you can earn yourself some kind of immunity?
I'm the good guy here.
Look, let me make this very clear. You are not in control and you do not have
Looks
immunity.
Looks like I'm in control for where I'm sitting.
If a case is found against you for any of these attacks, you will be held accountable.
You should be thanking me.
Did you kill Brandon Leach?
No. Comment.
I can understand why you'd want to. You weren't the only person who thought you'd gone unpunished.
Talking to yourself,
but
mate.
Nathan Harris. Saoirse liked Nathan. More
you
than
You don't
like
know
to.
Anything about Saoirse.
How do you think she'd have felt about you smacking a knife
she'd
through
have
his
thanked
head?
Me.
Were you jealous?
Jealous?
Were they sleeping together?
No, man. He got it all wrong.
She was in love with him.
She was not in love with Nathan.
He was in a position to exploit
her. She
that.
Loved me. She loved me.
Yeah, but you weren't going out with her anymore.
Leach attacks her. She's desperate. She don't have no one to turn to, no one. Her head's masked. It's not like she's not tried to top herself before. And she goes to the one man she trusts. She goes to his house. You know what he does? You know what he does?
Tell me.
Nothing.
Sorry?
Turns her away. Says he's on leave. He can't help. He can't speak to her. She's got to get some counselling bollocks.
How do you know this?
She texts me.
And what did you do?
No comment.
Did you ring her? What did you say to her? Did you answer a text?
There's no point me even trying to explain it to her.
Why did you split up, Riaz?
No one's ever going to tell me what to do with my life ever again.
Did someone tell you you couldn't go out with Saoirse Keating? Was it a member of your family?
That's Islamophobic.
It's a simple question.
Yeah, yeah.
A friend?
You know what a best mate said?
Tell me.
You blame me. Me. He said I was the Paki who dumped the white girl out of care. Like it was me who raped her.
Did you kill Brandon Leach, Riaz?
It was their fault. All of them. All of them.
DCI Stone.
Superintendent McCaffrey has entered the room.
DCI Stone.
I'm interviewing a murder suspect, sir.
The interview is suspended. You know this should have come through me first.
Yes, and you'd have stopped me.
You think?
Riaz Akhtar is a violent, highly disturbed young man. A danger to public safety with an unpredictable agenda.
Has he confessed?
Oh, had we not been rudely interrupted.
At the very least, you should have waited until the DNA came back on the murder weapon.
And if he'd killed someone else?
We can have this argument another time. Right now, I need Riaz back on the street in the most discreet way possible.
Oh, have you any idea how unstable he is?
When will the results come back?
Tomorrow. if I'm lucky.
If the DNA matches, you must go ahead and do exactly as police practice requires.
Police practice?
Do we have an agreement?
In a major anti-terror swoop, armed units raided three properties in Greater Manchester in a coordinated operation across the city in the early hours of this morning. 12 men are in custody and substantial quantities of bomb-making materials were recovered. One officer was wounded by gunfire during the raids, and the body of another man was also recovered from the cellar of one of the properties. The cause of death is not known at this point.
Addy! Hang on.
John, I've got about 10 seconds.
The dead man. It's Riaz, isn't it?
Throat was cut. Probably about 2 hours before the raid. If it's any comfort, I don't hold you responsible. I certainly won't be pursuing a complaint.
I beg your pardon?
There was a photograph of him leaving the station on one of the suspect's phones. You know, from yesterday.
What?
But there could be 100 different reasons why they became suspicious of him.
Oh, no shit. And Adil Shahan?
Still working at St. Dominic's, as far as I know.
I never said anything about where he worked.
John, we got the result we needed.
We?
Can't fight a war without casualties, DCI Stone.
CCTV.
Ready for my close-up.
Terry Gifford says you've been stood up here for 40 minutes.
Well, we can read a clock. Give that man a promotion.
You coming in?
Any particular reason?
DNA's back on the murder weapon.
Actar.
CCTV of him and Nathan.
Enough to get a conviction.
Boss.
Every few months, we hear about some nobody. An angry inadequate who sends off for a load of weaponry and then charges into some place he thinks has made his life crap. And for a few wonderful, terrible seconds, he feels like God. Life and death is his to decide. Till he gets one through the head from a police marksman.
They know it's gonna happen. It's part of the plan.
A lot of effort for a small return.
John?
Riaz didn't bother with it in mail order. He used us. We were his weapon. Law enforcement pulling 2-3 directions. Fighting terror, accountability, diversity awareness, challenging perceptions. A bunch of loose strings, and all it takes is someone with the cunning and the anger to pick them up and give them a good yank.
It was his chance to destroy everything he hated.
Yes. And the person he hated most was himself.
You know, it's still only 10 to 9, boss.
Anyone want to join me for a spot of morning yoga?
In Stone, DCI Stone was played by Hugo Spear, DI Tanner by Craig Cheatham, and DS Sue Kelly by Deborah McAndrew. Riaz was played by Sushil Chudasama, McCaffrey by Conrad Nelson, Addy by Chrissy Bone, and Shannon by Kimberly Hart Simpson. Stone was created by Danny Brocklehurst. Casualties was written by Martin Jameson and was directed by Nadia Molinari.
And you can hear the final episode of this series of Stone at the same time next week.
BBC News at 3 o'clock. Government lawyers are at the Supreme Court arguing for the right of ministers to trigger Britain's exit from the European Union without the approval of Parliament. The Attorney General, Jeremy Wright, has told the hearing that the EU referendum had been conducted with the universal expectation that the government would implement the result. The Supreme Court President, Lord Neuberger, said the 11 justices were aware of the strong feelings surrounding the case, but insisted it would be decided according to the law. The hearing is due to last 4 days. Anna Soubry, a former Conservative minister and Remain campaigner, said there must be parliamentary vote.
We need that legislation, get that vote. But we need before then a white paper from the government which sets out the options available for Brexit as we now move on and leave, so we can scrutinise it.
European politicians have reacted calmly to the outcome in the Italian referendum, saying the result will not cause a crisis. The Prime Minister, Matteo Renzi, is standing down after he was convincingly defeated in the poll he called on reforming the constitution. Opposition parties have called for an immediate general election. Shinzo Abe will become the first Japanese Prime Minister to visit Pearl Harbor, the scene of his country's surprise attack on the United States during the Second World War. More than 2,000 US servicemen died in the aerial attack, which propelled the US into the war. Syrian forces have advanced further into rebel-held parts of eastern Aleppo as heavy fighting continues. The government side, backed by Russia, has captured around two-thirds of the enclave since last month. The capsule which sent Tim Peake into space and returned him to Earth is to go on display in the Science Museum in London early next year. The Russian Soyuz craft, which is still slightly singed after its re-entry into the Earth's atmosphere, has been refurbished. Formula One is returning to France after a 10-year absence. The country will host a Grand Prix in 2018 at the Circuit Paul Ricard near Marseille. BBC News.
This is BBC Radio 4. The food programme is in half an hour, and then later, Ernie Ray examines the effect of immigration on churches in the UK. In London, one in seven church services is not conducted in English. Many of the new worshippers are East Europeans. Others have fled conflict in places like Somalia and Syria. So what are the opportunities and the challenges that come with the new faith landscape? Beyond Belief is at 4:30 this afternoon. Now, though, we join Tom Sutcliffe for Round Britain Quiz.
Hello. Here on our hilltop in North Wales, looking out over Snowdonia, the Midlands team have come to play the North of England in the last of our first round clashes before we start the return fixtures next week. It's Stephen Maddock and Rosalind Miles for the Midlands against Stuart McConey and Adele Geras for the North.